to remember. Stories of people, stories of human dignity and decency, told by some of America's outstanding storytellers. We present Vera's Arena in A Story to Remember, Rosica the Rose, by Claudia Cranston.
First, there was Tony Olivario, who came to Stefan Szabo to ask for his daughter Rosica in marriage. Tony worked in a garage in town and spoke pretty good American, and Stefan Szabo said to him,
"No."
The next one who wanted to marry Rosica was George Nicolette. He drove out to the Szabo farm at the edge of town one day, and Stefan Szabo said to him,
"No."
Papa Szabo must be looking for real Americans for his daughters. Everybody wants an American. So when George Temple, who works at the grocery, asked to marry Rosica, Papa Szabo said,
"No."
Well, but Rosica was 19 already. She still had to speak English carefully, so as not to make mistakes. But she was becoming more and more of an American every day.
"I do not see, Papa, why you do not ask me about it."
"Ask you? Are you a Hungarian daughter, or are you not?"
"Yes, Papa. But what if I'm in love with one of them?"
"Hungarian girls do not fall in love until after the wedding, Rosa. When your father wants to marry me, he does not ask me."
"Although, of course, I could see in your eyes, Margaret."
"That is another thing, Stefan. Rosa, do you love one of them?"
"No, but I..."
"There is no but here, Rosa. My daughters, they marry the best good Hungarian farmers."
"I am a little tired of waiting, Papa."
"What do you want? Any man for a husband? An Italian? French? A Greek?"
"No, but here in America, I am very mixed up. They talk about freedom. Is not freedom also for the young? Did you not before the war come here also for freedom?"
"Freedom is freedom, Rosa. But Hungarian marries Hungarian."
And when Papa Szabo spoke, that was the law. But it seems there's another law, a human one, and that made the trouble. One morning, Rosa walked out of the front gate and down the road toward the business college in town. Piroshka, who was 17 and also beautiful, had already gone to the button factory. And Lenka, who was already very pretty at 15, had gone to school. So Rosica was alone when she came to the business school, in front of which she saw a bright delivery wagon, and on it in big letters, "Icarus Xenophon Confectioner." And down from the small truck hopped a bronze stranger with dark and shining eyes.
"Pardon me, I see you are going to the business college."
"The business college is just... I'm just beginning the business college."
"Why does it shake so, your voice? I do not will to harm you."
"I do not see anyone like you before."
"Oh, I do not see anyone like you. Like the flowers of summer."
"Please, I must go to the school."
"Wait, when does it finish you, the school?"
"6 months."
"I will wait."
"Here? For 6 months?"
"No, but I've come today to the business college to recommend to me a stenographer for my business. It grows too much for me to write the letters."
"They grab stenographers from the sidewalk of the business college so quick? Like this?"
"You, yes."
"In April, I will be a stenographer."
"I think the letters do not grow too much for me until April. You wish for a long time to be a stenographer?"
"It was my wish to go to the academy to learn to be a lady. But my mother said, of what use is a lady? My mother wished me to go to the factory and learn to make suspenders. But my father was afraid I would fall in love with an American suspenders man."
"But do you fall in love easy?"
"I have never had a chance."
"I'm glad. Do you have to go to the business college the whole 6 months? In 3 months, too, you will be the best stenographer."
"I do not think in 2 months."
"Now, come to work for me now."
"I did not go to college yet."
"Oh, you can finish learning on the typewriter in my soda shop."
"Thank you. But please, let go my hand."
"Well, I found it in mine."
Who are you?"
"See, on that delivery wagon is my name, Icarus Xenophon."
"I see. But I mean, what kind of a name?"
"I'm Greek."
"Greek?
What does it matter? What are you?"
"I? Hungarian."
"Oh-ho. I remember from Europe. But no, I do not care."
"You do not care?"
But wait. I came to this school for a stenographer. I, Icarus Xenophon. And here I met you. What is your name?"
"My name?"
"Tell me."
"My name is Rosica Szabo."
during the week that followed, the name of Icarus Xenophon seemed to be mixed in with her stenographic lessons. Then one evening, Rosika caught up with her sister Piroshka on the way home. There was a thick New England fog, and Rosika didn't see Piroshka until she was close.
Was that a locket you had in your hand, Piroshka?
Locket? What locket?
The one you put away so quickly, inside your sweater, on that red ribbon.
It is just a ribbon and there is no locket.
Let me see it.
Rosa, let go. Don't open it.
Oh, this is the face of a prince.
Oh, do you think so?
Are you in love with him, Piroshka? What is his name?
Quo Vadis is his name.
Quo Vadis?
He says it is Latin. It is his joke. It means, where are you going? I will not tell you his real name yet.
And if you marry him, your name will be Piroshka, where are you going?
Oh, no.
Will you marry him? Did he ask Papa yet?
No, he did not ask, and he will not.
He will not? Piroshka, what is his name?
His first name is Pietro. He is a tailor in town.
Piroshka, an Italian.
So what? What is wrong? He is handsome, and I love him. You think I will be an old maid like you?
Piroshka.
I will not listen to you or anybody. Walk home alone in the fog. You will remain an old maid, not I.
But you cannot marry somebody who is not... Icarus. Icarus.
Rosika, I cannot wait. I came to the school, but I was too late, so I followed.
Let me go. My sister's ahead there. She will see.
She's gone in the fog. Rosika, my love, I wandered in the mist too long without you. I cannot wait.
I must go home. Let me go.
Rosika, my rose, do you not love me as I love you?
I? Icarus.
Shall I go? Shall I leave you?
No. No.
Then, do you love me too?
Is love like this? Are people like this when they love?
Always like this. Everybody the same.
Mama, Papa, I have got a stenographer's job already. By a shop at 223 Elm Street.
And you're only a week at the business college.
Yes, Papa. A shopkeeper who needs someone to write his letters and the same time to learn to be a stenographer on the typewriter.
A stenographer of what are you?
A confectionery shop, Mama. Mm.
Does it sell ice cream?
Yes, Lenka. But you will please not to come around and ask for any.
Oh, will I please not?
Mama, if Lenka will hang around the confectionery shop and ask for ice cream, I will no longer be employed by Mr. Xenophon.
Xenophon. Xenophon. Is that a Turco name?
A Turco name, Papa. Of course it is not a Turco name. It is Greek.
Greek?
Greek, eh? Oh, Rosika.
Never mind, Piroshka. I only work for him.
He is married? He has a wife, Rosika?
Yes. Yes, Papa. And very beautiful.
Ah, well then, all right. It is safe to work for him.
So a crisis passed. But with every day at the confectionery, another one approached. Until one morning...
Rosika, my rose, I love you. I cannot live without you. Marry me today and never leave me.
If you are loving me so much, Icarus, yes. But if we go to the church, my parents will know all at once.
Let us go then to the justice of the peace. And then you can tell them slowly. Then it will be too late for them to say no.
So a wedding ring joined the diamond ring on a ribbon around Rosa's neck. But as for telling her parents slowly, she hadn't counted on 15-year-old Lenka.
Mama! Mama! Mama!
Shh, Lenka, Lenka, daughter, do not shout so.
But Mama, what I found out about Rosika...
Found out? What did you find out?
She kisses the Greek in the soda shop.
What? What? Are you crazy?
No, Mama.
Lenka Szabo, I thought... Didn't I tell you... I told you to stay away from there.
I did, Mama. But people saw. They told me. Oh, Mama, what will the beautiful Mrs. Xenophon do?
What will she do? What will I do? Mr. Policeman, you wait here outside.
Let me go in with you, Mama.
No, Piroshka. First, I find out if this is the truth.
Your mother's got the right idea, Miss... I wouldn't want to be wrong about this myself. But of course, if your sister looks at all like you and your mother, you'd just leave that banana man to me, fooling around with you or Rosa like that when he's married. Although this is the first that I knew he had a wife.
He's got. You wait here.
Yes, madam?
You! I have come to tell the beautiful Mrs. Xenophon what you are.
Who, me?
She make our lunch in the back. What am I?
You are not true to the beautiful wife.
Aye.
Who tells you this? To my beautiful wife, I'm true forever.
Take Gozenberg. No, I talk English. You, Mr. Xenophon, you are a wump, a male wump. I can see in your eye.
You cannot see a wump in my eye. I'm a confectioner.
A wump. Not true to the beautiful Mrs. Xenophon.
Mama.
Your mom? Oh, Rosika, my rose, come here. Tell her.
Rosika, your rose? Vermin, I say you are.
Vermin, she means, Icarus. When she gets excited, the V and the W gets twisted.
I am not vermin with V, either with W.
Policeman, Piroshka.
Mama, policeman? What for?
Here he is, Mr. Policeman. Pinch him.
Pinch me?
Oh, so, Rosika, you kiss with a Greek. Oh, you.
Shut your mouth, Piroshka. You don't know what you love.
Quiet now. Will you all be quiet so I can figure out what's going on?
You be quiet. So I tell what's going on. Look, Piroshka. Look, Mama.
Wedding ring.
Say, is there a mix-up here? Are you the beautiful Mrs. Xenophon they were talking about?
I myself.
Sure. What do you think?
Rosika!
Oh, Mama, don't cry. She is married honestly.
Look, here, the papers. I am married in English.
To a Greek, Rosika, to a Greek.
What is this? Look. Look at me.
Mama, look. Icarus says, look.
All right, I look. What? Where?
Me here. Why do you say Greek like poison? What is a Greek? Not a man? What do you want for a husband?
Hungarian.
You want a man who is honest, nice, kind, good to the wife. Every Hungarian is so?
No,
all right. Then it's not the matter Greek or Hungarian. I am bad. Ask Rosa.
He is good, Mama. My husband.
All right. How do you like if a Greek says, Hungarian, you're not good enough for me?
Hungarian is good enough for everybody.
All right, that's what I say. In this country, is everybody good enough for everybody? The Greek is the same. You tell me the Greek is not good enough, then somebody else can say to you, you're not good enough.
Ma'am, it's none of my business now, but if you want my 2 cents for it, I know how it makes me sore when somebody looks down his nose at the Irish. And then sometimes I forget and turn around, and I do the same thing to somebody else. Now, it looks to me like you can't live with each other that way in this country or in any place else. Your daughter's got a husband. And even if your name's what's it and his is Xenophon, well, it looks like the husband and the wife satisfied, don't it?
Mama, kiss your new son.
Well, where is he? I can't see with water in the eyes.
Of course, Mama had a little trouble with Papa, but there were his wife and 2 daughters against him, and his wife surprised him so much, he hardly knew what to say, and after all, Rosika was married already. But one thing Mama and Papa did want. And they got their way at church next Sunday afternoon, and though Papa and Mama didn't know it, a certain Pietro Quo Vadis was there too, looking hopefully at their second daughter, Piroshka.
Stories to Remember is a Lest We Forget presentation of the Institute for Democratic Education. It is offered as a reminder of America's promise of equal opportunity for all, regardless of color, creed, or national origin. Vera Zarina was starred in today's story, Rosika the Rose, by Claudia Cranston, published in the Atlantic Monthly. David Ross was the narrator. The story was adapted for radio by Jack Ventcover, directed by Earl McGill, and produced by Harold Franklin. Listen in again next week at this same time for another Story to Remember.